USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has compared the impeachment inquiry to a lynching. White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
The fact is he has been relentlessly attacked by the mainstream media since before he took office.
Alicia Brooks with the Southern Poverty Law Center says the president's use of the word lynching might be due to his limited language skills.
Not to be able to find a word that adequately addresses his frustration, again, with illegal impeachment proceedings.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. In his opening statement to the committees involved in the probe, Taylor describes how everything the Ukraine's president wanted from the U.S. hinged on him publicly stating that he would investigate his potential rival Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful is speaking out regarding the teacher strike in Chicago. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is protesting with teachers who are on day four of their strike in the streets of Chicago. Speaking to Chicago Teachers Union members, a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful says every American should support teachers in this strike.
I'm here to stand with every one of the people who stand for our children every day.
Warren did not address the hardships many parents are going through as the teachers strike. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at stocks, it was another down day. There was a slight sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 40 points. The S&P 500 was down by 11. And the NASDAQ Composite dropped 59 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The huge hole in the ozone is now smaller than it was since it was first discovered decades ago. But as USA's Chris Barnes reports, that's not necessarily a good thing.
NASA says the shrinking of the ozone hole seems to be due to warmer stratospheric temperatures over Antarctica. And he emphasizes it's not a sign that atmospheric ozone is suddenly on a fast track to recovery. The ozone layer blocks potentially harmful ultraviolet rays from reaching the surface of the Earth. Scientists first discovered the hole in the ozone and a thinning of the entire ozone layer in the 1970s. They say the problem was caused by the production of chlorofluorocarbons as well as aerosol sprays. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
11 parents who were already fighting charges in the college admission bribery scandal now face some new charges in the case. A grand jury in Boston has indicted actress Lori Loughlin, her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, and 9 other parents in the college admission scandal on new bribery charges. The parents are accused of paying to get their children into the University of Southern California. All 11 defendants have pleaded not guilty to previous charges of money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy. So far, there's no response from their attorneys yet on the new charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.